The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Unbacked Lightning Channel's Proposal How to Scale, Increase Capital Efficiency and Interoperability of Lightning.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I think we should improve the Lightning network by allowing unbacked channels between nodes owned by the same person. This could lead to various interesting applications without causing inflation or putting other parts of the network at risk. Unbacked channels can increase capital efficiency, availability, and help grow the network by moving fees for new users' channels to a sidechain while maintaining Lightning as one large network. To learn more about all the use cases, risks, and details, please continue reading. Here is the proposal. The concept is straightforward: create an infinite channel between two nodes owned by the same person, without any UXO backing it, funding transaction, commitment transactions, or closing process. This channel would simply pass payment hashes around. Now let's consider who might use this feature and what categories of users exist within the Lightning network. There are so many things that could be built, but not many things that should be built. I believe unbacked Lightning channels should exist. Let me tell you about the main use cases I see right now: operators of multiple nodes. The usage is strictly among nodes that belong to the same owner. This owner does not care which node holds the balance. An example could be a channel liquidity provider that provides good LN connectivity using multiple nodes like LN Big. Before this proposal, they would need to create a channels among their own nodes, unnecessarily locking coins and accounting among nodes. Gateways between side chains onboarding users on Liquid, paying on Bitcoin via Liquid to Bitcoin Lightning Bridge. We cannot onboard everyone to Lightning using the Bitcoin blockchain. There simply is not enough block space. With future innovations like channel factories or channel open batching, there might be some more space, but still not for everyone. Custodial wallets exist, but they don't provide open channels for everyone. Instead, we have sidechain solutions like Liquid, which is run by Blockstream. With confidential transactions that hide the amounts, the per-hour transaction capacity on Liquid is roughly double compared to the Bitcoin blockchain. This means all transactions on Liquid don't need to be processed on the main Bitcoin chain. Additionally, Liquid blocks are mostly empty and occur more frequently, with deterministic 1-minute blocks. For a fee of 0.1 satoshis per VB, you can get a channel confirmed within 2 minutes, which is the finality offered by Liquid. Now things become even more intriguing. Both Bitcoin and Liquid share the same unit of account, Bitcoin itself. In theory, Lightning could use both networks to facilitate routing among them. There is already an operational implementation of Lightning for Liquid. To onboard users quickly and inexpensively with any Bitcoin Lightning invoice and eliminate exchange rate risks, unbacked channels are required. In order to achieve this, it is necessary to bridge the Lightning networks of Bitcoin and Liquid. However, creating a bridge isn't straightforward with backed channels, since the founding transaction is a 2-of-2 multisig representing both sides of the channel, which is on just one chain. For someone to create a bridge, they would need to run Lightning on Liquid and some Lightning daemon, possibly also Lightning on Bitcoin. Then, they should establish a trusted unbacked channel and set routing fees that account for the fact that this bridge will be changing LBTC to BTC and vice versa without any exchange rate risk. But with transaction fees, now you might hear people discussing decentralization and their concerns about Liquid. The great thing about this approach is that you don't need to be fond of Liquid. By opening channels on the Bitcoin blockchain, you can enjoy the liquidity provided by Liquid Lightning users without being exposed to its risks. Your channels are represented by UXO that you agree upon on a chain of your choice. For instance, if you run a store using BTC PayServer and want to receive payments through Lightning on the Bitcoin chain, simply open channels as usual. The coins will be magically converted from LBTC to BTC via a bridge. This won't expose you to any additional risks. However, you'll gain access to a network of potential users who prefer faster, cheaper, and confidential transactions, even if it means sacrificing some decentralization. It's essential to note that the unit of account remains Bitcoin. Additionally, this method will make it easier to switch between BTC and LBTC. Just open a channel and pay yourself. You'll be charged market fees determined by the bridges on your path. Currently, switching between BTC and LBTC is not as straightforward. In order to avoid losing custody or paying high fees, you can register with an exchange. Alternatively, consider using multiple daemon implementations. For example, if you prefer the Zap wallet on your iPhone with a Lightning node like LND, but also want to use Lightning Charge that works on top of Lightning on your server, you can install both LND and C-Lightning. Ensure you have secure backups for both nodes, lock some capital to directly connect your LND and C-Lightning together, and open channels. With unbacked channels, this process becomes unnecessary. Simply install LND, open one unbacked channel to your C-Lightning, which displays the entire send and receive capacity of your C-Lightning node, so your Zap wallet shows accurate balances. Then, open channels on your C-Lightning node and make sure you back it up. In the event of an issue with LND, you can safely delete it since there are no funds on it unless you receive an on-chain transaction or open a channel directly to your LND. You may use Frontend for One Wallet, enjoying cool features like Turbo Channels from Eclair. Although having a unified RPC API for all major Lightning node implementations would be nice, at this stage of Lightning development, allowing each implementation to innovate independently while standardizing only at the protocol level might be better. Creating unbacked channels addresses this issue uniquely. You can operate all node implementations independently while maintaining one set of channels. Risks: there are no known risks to other users. The Lightning network maintains its properties. Payment channels remain backed by UXO on a chosen chain, and it continues as a trustless network. However, there are potential risks that should be considered before implementing this feature. Firstly, opening an unbacked channel should be a challenging process with numerous warnings to prevent scams from tricking individuals into opening such channels. Unbacked channels should not be created through QR codes, one-liners, or by simply clicking in a graphical user interface wallet. Individuals must comprehend the implications of their actions. An interactive prompt could require users to type something like, "I understand that I am opening an unbacked channel, and if the second node does not fully belong to me, I will lose funds," by typing this "I understand what I'm doing." Users can be required to write such a paragraph themselves. Secondly, hacking one node essentially means hacking all nodes in the network. By constructing routes through these nodes, it is possible to steal money from all nodes, even if access was only gained to one of them. To address this issue, incorporating an option for unidirectional unbacked channels is highly recommended. For example, with BTC Pay Server's Lightning node, you can configure it to only allow receiving through an unbacked channel. This adds liquidity for your other nodes, but doesn't let you send funds out via this particular channel. If there are no other channels in place, this offers additional security benefits, as hacking the BTC Pay Server Lightning node won't result in any stolen funds. All of them reside on the opposite side of the unbacked channel. This could enhance security somewhat because while BTC Pay Server and its Lightning node are more closely integrated with a larger attack surface, it's important to note that BTC Pay Server is well designed and services within a Dockerized setup are segregated. I'm really fond of BTC Pay Server. Conclusion: unbacked channels provide numerous benefits, including expanding possibilities for all Lightning implementations without incurring the costs of opening channels, offering higher liquidity and availability, requiring less frozen capital, serving as a bridge between chains while allowing users to choose which sidechain they trust, and facilitating easier onboarding of users. Importantly, these features do not introduce any complexity for merchants. Unbacked channels require consensus among nodes belonging to the same entity that does not need internode accounting. The balance on one node is identical to the balance on another node for them, although initially referred to as infinite unbacked channels. They actually have a capacity limit, specifically the sending and receiving capacity of the node on the other side. This capacity should be reflected in the channel and perceived by the nodes accordingly. Additionally, it should be possible to configure the channel as unidirectional. This blog serves as an introductory proposal for enhancing the Lightning network. I believe it needs protocol work on the network level to negotiate the channels. And they should be universal, not per Lightning implementation, but if possible, supported as a plugin that has to be installed extra. Existing work, it seems that here is a proposal called hosted channels. The reasoning behind it is a bit different, but at first look, most of what I wanted to do would be doable under this proposal. I am trying to see if there are any node implementations, learn more. I previously wrote about ways that Bitcoin network could be censored. Here's part 1 and part 2. I made a course about how to settle small debts among friends and family and use Lightning Network to pay through non-KYC exchanges. If you have never tried Lightning Network and don't know where to start, this might be a good start. Open channels when fees are low, you can thank me later. I also produce a podcast dedicated to increasing our options, thus increasing our freedom. The podcast you're looking for is called Option Plus Podcast. They have episodes discussing opting out and strategies to be more free in the present moment. If you're interested in learning about the strategy of parallel societies, I suggest listening to a Cypherpunk Bitstream episode featuring Smuggler, Frank, myself, and Martin. We talk about parallel polis, a strategy used to gain more freedom in the former communist Czechoslovakia's dictatorship. Rest assured, this approach can still be applied today. For those curious about financial surveillance and its impact on crypto, particularly how it's created and enforced outside of parliaments and governments, consider listening to my talk from HCPP, titled Financial Surveillance and Crypto Utopias. Lastly, you can follow me on Twitter @gerbd.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine. But I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you. And I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost. I read all the comments on the boosts as well, so if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.